radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
I guess so. That's not good, is it? Hello? You have to call me back on the other line, 847-615-8791. This line's no good. Just call me back, even if we're on the air, okay? Got it? Hello, everybody. We got a little technical glitch. Hang on. Call me back, would you? 847-615-87. Okay? Got it. Yeah, hi, everybody. It's Dr. K coming in here. Good evening, everyone. Hope you're all doing very well this evening. Tonight, there's a lot to talk about, and I wanted to alert you to something that one of my producers sent to me. And this is about it's even hard to read the title. Because by reading the title, I'm enforcing a lie. So let us see how we could say it. The claim that a supposed Flight 93 existed is causing a claim for a memorial in Shanksville to such a degree that the land has been condemned by someone claiming to be the government. That's right, and I'll read to you, Pittsburgh. One man inherited his property from his granddaddy who bought it during the Depression. A Lutheran pastor owns a cottage where he planned to retire with his wife. Two others own businesses. All their land is being condemned for the production of a memorial for 40 people that don't exist and a flight that never happened. Back in a moment.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Kay filling in for Rick Adams on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. And back to this Shanksville, whatever it is, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where somebody has orchestrated through, again, whenever you hear the word federal or national, you have to raise your antennae. Someone has orchestrated that there's supposed to be some land taken from people, or they're going to supposedly pay them. The people didn't find out until it was announced. They said, hey, nobody ever came here to negotiate for my land. But in any case, what can they do? Because we're dealing with such a repressed and confused public. So the so-called national, whenever you see the word national, you have to be suspicious. Should we give unhad authority to somebody just because they have a hat and a button? No? One should be somewhat suspicious of anyone who has a hat and a button, especially if the word federal or national is on the button. So somehow this, I mean, what would the natives say about a national park service, right? So they are just going to take these people's stuff. And then they're going to put some kind of a building by 2011. And that building is going to sort of, like, make people feel patriotic because of somebody that was supposed to have died, but there were no bodies. Coroner Miller, Wallace Miller, says that he quit being a coroner within about 2 hours on the Shanksville pit hole when he determined that there wasn't even a drop of blood there. Now, how could there be 40 people without any blood or body parts? Anybody ever see a plane crash? Anybody out there, experts, ever clean up a plane crash? It's a miserable scene, isn't it, huh? Charring and burning. And how about dental records? How about teeth? Good God, how about limbs? Nothing. Mr. Stahl, the mayor there, said, only this hole, nothing. Yeah, there was a plane, but it got absorbed by the pit. So you got this pit that's smoking a little bit. You've got some trees that were temporarily charred, but no fire. Anybody ever see a plane crash? Anybody ever see pictures of a plane crash with a jet laden with fuel? How about fire? No fire. No fire to put out. Blast injury to some trees where the brick is ripped off. And some people who think they may have seen something. But when people go to the pit at Shanksville, they see a little smoke and some cinders. They see some charring. And some of them heard what they thought was a concussive boom, an explosion. One lady, the Mrs. Levernight, the closest one. No, it wasn't Mrs. Levernight. It was a different one, individual. Lenbauer, she said that it sounded like an atom bomb, a bomb. Now, we got a pit. We got two indentations made by, it looks like, earth-moving material that somebody says were wing impressions, although those impressions in the beginning of that pit were there as early as, I think, 1994 from satellite photography. And we're going to build a memorial. Now, doesn't that raise your hackles? Wouldn't anybody in their right mind scream from the top of the tallest building about a fraud, falsification, phony, fake? And now we're going to take the people's land? We're going to coerce them on the basis that they have some loss of rights by some supposed phony bill, the eminent domain or whatever it's called, as if anybody has the right to take their stuff? Sheriffs of Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania and the Shanksville territory, where are you? You police. Who do you serve? You military. You National Guards people. Is it all about money and power, or do we still have an oath? You took the oath. I call on you to listen to this and to understand this. They're going to take the people's land. He's had it since the Depression, one guy, his dad, his granddaddy. This is disgusting. Here it is. It's absolutely a surprise. I'm shocked. I'm disappointed, said Mr. Lambert, Mr. Tim Lambert, who owns nearly 164 acres that his grandfather bought in the 1930s. What, is somebody afraid that we might find some more parts of that bomb that Rockefeller buried in his Shanksville pit mine? Do we not know who owns the pit? It's Mr. Rockefeller through Citicorp, through Citigroup, people. That's the owner of the Shanksville reclaimed mine site. It's a coal mine reclaimed. Who else do you think would own that kind of territory? And when you think about that, what else is a fake? The Holocaust, on the basis that it was the Jewish Holocaust, a fake. World War One, on the basis that it was a patriotic effort necessary by the American people, necessary to join for the sake of freedom for this country, a fake. World War II, the big one, the one that is supposed to be the last real war, a fake. I mean, if you can build a memorial stealing the people's land on a basis of a plane that didn't crash, with no plane parts, no fire, no jet fuel, no body parts, no clothes, no luggage, no nothing, no aluminum, no insulation, nothing. And you can, 10 years later, still take the people's land when it's been proven by internet research, by investigative research, Morgan Reynolds, Holmgren, Ace Baker, hundreds of others, thousands of others, A.E., 911truth.org, 911truth.org, whatever. In the face of all this knowledge, oh, but we're going to shut the internet down because that is a national security risk. Well, maybe that's the basis of this. I don't know. The moon landing, a fake. The whole idea of allies and axis, a fake. Communist threat, make us go and, you know, hide underneath desks. What in God's name is the desk going to do at that point? A fake. Bomb shelters, a fake. Vaccination, a fake. Do you live in a fake world? Is that what you're surrounded by? Is nothing but fraud? How can you live? Did not some very powerful man say the truth will set you free? People, you can't believe it. And if it isn't bad enough that we've got all these fakes, when someone attempts to elaborate the truth, then the fakers come in. You know, all of a sudden now you're supposed to reconsider the Zionist plot to destroy the United States vis-a-vis their successful destruction of the World Trade Centers, their successful attack and decimation of the Pentagon. We're supposed to rethink that and say, well, that's not fair. You're picking on the wrong group, or maybe you're picking on part of a group, but there's other parts. Well, let me ask you something. We have said categorically that we know who blew up the World Trade Center. We know that it was the Zionist cabal. We know that they attempted to take out the George Washington Bridge and the Alaska Pipeline, which were foiled by alert law enforcement. We do know that they were attempting to decimate this country to the most dire degree by undermining nuclear plants, but alert law enforcement again caught these individuals. We do know that up to 100 individuals from the Zionist cabal, using the Israeli Mossad as their proxy element, were caught, were imprisoned, were put in solitary confinement, and flunked their lie detector test. We know that the Zionists transported explosive devices into the sub-basement of the World Trade Center and detonated those, and apparently also detonated such a panel truck device on 6th and King. According to the law enforcement, investigation, law enforcement records. But for sure, in the sub-basement, a major detonation by a Zionist bomb, and of course all throughout the World Trade Center. We know for a fact, and reported also by Dan Rather, what happened to him, I guess now, that the Zionists were, and these were Israeli spies, illegally in the country, with false passports, false identification, cash sewn in socks, razor blade cutters, that they actually drove a truck bomb on the underramp of the George Washington Bridge at 2:30 in the morning on September the 12th. That's right, people, 2001, September the 12th, and attempted to blow to shreds an American landmark that's essential for commerce in this country. Why in the world do you think that the world has fallen apart? You have a country where you know who killed 3,000 people, whatever it is, who murdered those people, who blew them out of the building, then decimated them, who not only satisfied with doing that in killing the likes of Sean Rooney and others, even killed the widow of a 911 victim, even killed Beverly Eckert, the 911 activist, widow of Sean Rooney, would even murder her. And so in light of that, I'm supposed to, and you're supposed to reconsider. And, for example, we're supposed to think that there was a Vatican moving service transporting bombs, but all we have is Moshe's moving service, which is a Mossad operative by the Holland Tunnel. We don't have a Vatican moving service transporting bombs. We don't have Pope Pontus or Pius III or Pope John II in coordinating the act. We have Benjamin Netanyahu back in a moment.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive, do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, it's Dr. K filling in here, and 1-800-313-9443, the Republic Broadcast Network.org. And hopefully we'll hear from you as well tonight about this issue, but I wanted to elaborate on this situation because, again, I don't have any other evidence. You know, I don't have a Jesuit moving department that transported bombs on September the 11th. I mean, if somebody shoots somebody in the head and they got the gun in their hand and it's smoking and the gunpowder's on their clothes, right, and they have the motive, what am I going to look for somebody else for, right? Police officers? Investigators and detectives, you've got the smoking gun. You've got the weapons in hand. You have the motive, which we've talked about repeatedly. You have the trail of false evidence. And, you know, I'm supposed to believe the Italians did it now. And the Italians are the ones who told us who did it. So maybe it's a war between the fact that the Italians were brave enough to come out and say, we know, and all the, it was Francesco Cossiga, former president of Italy, who said that all of us in the intelligence agencies know that the perpetrators of 9-1-1 is the Zionist world order through the proxy agents of the Mossad in coordination with the CIA. In this case, it would be in coordination with George Cohen Tenet. So there you have a reason why blaming the Italians might be in vogue. And then when you find out that the people who are writing about the Vatican role are Israeli, you know, diamond dealers and others, then you know. And many of us might think that how can we go that far and say all of these things are phony? Well, let's go back a little deeper and see what Jack Bernstein said. Another one of my producers sent me a beautiful thing, and I hope that Mr. Spokovich is listening because he really needs to get this out to those of you listening who do not have it, his monograph that he's produced of A Life of an American Jew and Racist Marxist Israel. But in here we find categorically the information that you need to see an insider's view of how the Zionist cabal operates. And as I have said, we're dealing with a beggar entity. It's not a legitimate government. It has no legitimate industry. It has no legitimate capacity. It's a floating cancerous tumor that has a tentacle to all the major societies. It's completely in debt. It has no capacity to operate on its own. And the only lifeline currently that keeps the entity, keeps the carcinoma thriving, is the American people. Take and take and took, and look what you've got. Now, he calls this a welfare state based on a fascist, not just fascism, not just communism. Mr. Bernstein had a hard time figuring out what to call it, so it was fascist and communist. And so that is what is ruling the United States of America. It is not a democracy. Even that's a fake. This country is under fascist control. It has no basis of its own rulership. Even people in the midst of a fraud who've had their land for decades are having it taken away on the basis of a phony. They might as well have said that the lunar module, the phony one that's sitting in the museum, landed on the land, and so therefore we're going to confiscate it because it's just as phony. Or maybe somebody dug up a corpse from the Holo hoax, and somehow we're going to condemn the land. I mean, what do you want? Now, it's not difficult to show that this is a phony. The Shanksville, for example, the New York situation. We could all go and do a forensic, because somebody might be listening now saying, well, I don't know about this one. I can't believe it. Our government could never do that. Our government, would never lie to us, and they never do anything on purpose like that. Well, why don't you go to nodisinfo.com and look at the new posting we have on the fake wreckage. Look at Flight 587 that crashed in New York. Go to nodisinfo.com and just concentrate on the phony wreckage sites, and you'll see. We'll talk about it as we do. Richard in Alabama, how are you doing? Are you there, Richard in Alabama? We'll take our callers now.
Hello.
Hi.
You took me by surprise.
Oh, don't worry about that.
The absolute certain evidence that there were no airplanes, which I didn't believe. I heard that no airplanes story, and I thought, that's crazy.
I know.
But then I began to listen and think about certain things, and the absolute proof that there were no airplanes is the fireball at the so-called exit point.
Yeah.
That's impossible because the wings did not penetrate, and all the fuel was in the wings.
I know.
And the government furnished us the photograph showing that the wings did not penetrate.
That's right.
So
yeah,
the
you
government
can see
is
hundreds of photographs of the Pentagon facade or the World Trade Center.
Well, I've got photographs of both of them.
Yeah, there's no penetration. Anyway, how's a nose cone going to penetrate? And they show it popping out the other side. Nose cone's made out of fiberglass. Ridiculous. Aluminum, right? Flying tin can. Aluminum can. Okay, Richard, hang on. Be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills, especially in times like these. Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, this is Dr. K coming back at you here for the Rick Adams Show, 1-800-313-9443. In all this, we know that that Islam has been blamed for 9-1-1, and I must add that Islam is the antithesis to global Zionism, global godlessness, because in the Islam, a person is supposed to remind himself or herself about the Creator, believe devoutly in Him, feel a responsibility to Him, be grateful and thankful to Him. That's all that God asks for our own sake, that, you know, and that we're not to set any authority over Him, just as in Christianity, you know, and that to reject Him, that's where the crime is. So those who reject God might be polarized against those who submit to God. I suppose that could create some issues. Back to you, Richard. We'll talk about, you know, who really did this, but first of all, the lack of evidence for planes. Go ahead.
Well, I believe it is the creditors of United States Incorporated that did it. The U.S. Judicial Conference on the morning of 9/11 sent to the printer at West Publishing new rules, new procedures for the federal courts to use in wrongful death lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
All just special, just perfect for 9/11.
Yeah.
No discovery.
Sure.
And everything they learn on direct goes sealed. So, and the pressure is on the plaintiff to just take some money and shut up and don't look for any evidence.
Well, that tells you that the same cabal owns that judiciary and the prisons and you know, and the financial system.
Yeah.
But that's a very interesting fact because, you know, Beverly Eckert went right straight into the bowels of the beast and said to Obama that, look, I'm not going to stop. And she turned up, what, dead 10 days later?
Yeah.
You remember her?
Yeah.
So it's pretty obvious. Well, and now, on these planes, you were talking about the lack of evidence. It's interesting that on the video they show what would appear to be a nose cone from a video point of view, exiting the other side of the World Trade Center. That would be pretty difficult. And so, I mean, you can just be, that's just one of many phonies that there is involved with this.
You know, the U.S. Judicial Conference is not part of our American government. It's an independent corporation, an independent agency of the former United States, which no longer exists. It's a legal fiction.
Isn't that something, a legal fiction?
Yeah.
Or maybe an illegal fiction, huh?
And the federal bar is also not part of American.
You've never had any freedom. America the what? You know?
America the, well, that's a song.
Yeah.
That's a song. It's a nice song.
And I'll tell you, if you go to these crash sites and you look at all the wreckage, you see that there's, whenever you see a chunk of aluminum, a lot of times there's wire hanging out of it, insulation. It's got paint on it. You look at the wreckage that was tossed, you know, the seven or eight pieces that were tossed about in New York City or even on the lawn of the Pentagon, you can tell that they just, you know, it was all fabricated. And then you have, what, 99% of the wreckage missing, at least?
Yeah.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Well,
anything you want to add, Richard, to this interesting fact that you've brought to light?
Well, I just realized that I can be fooled.
Well, we all were fooled, Richard. I don't think a single person sat down and said, okay, this is exactly what happened.
The biggest shock to me is all these millions of Americans who say they're patriotic and love their country, but in the end, they really love their jobs and their programs more than they love their country.
Yeah, they love their
program. They know
program.
The truth.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops are not so seriously retarded that they can't see what happened.
Yeah, right.
Everybody in law enforcement and the courts, they see what happens. And they see our whole court system is just a bunch of legal fictions. It's just the International Monetary Fund taking over us.
Oh, yeah.
We're just a puppet of the IMF.
Oh, we are. We are, and you're right. Who do we love? And that's why I was saying those
our careers and our,
you know,
our programs.
I think this is why Islam is being attacked, because you know, you have people who say, I'm willing to put God so far first that even my own life I'll give to God. And I'm not talking about somebody with a bomb. I'm talking about the resistance that it represents to the cabal. I think certainly the rulership in this country doesn't fear the American people. There is some fear, but 99% of the people listening would not lift a finger for, you know, for anybody else. Sorry.
I know everybody's in terror.
Yeah.
Why do the Islamic countries have Masons in all the strategic positions? All around Israel, the countries that are supposed to be frontline enemies of Israel have Masons in charge, and Masons can't seem to ever win a war.
Yeah. Well, you know, when King Hussein was interviewed on national news, he said, I admit it. I get $500,000 from American Secret Service a year. He was an agent of the British. We know that they fear the groundswell of the people so much that they put in power these, you know, indirectly Masons, but more importantly, they actually physically put people in power. So if they want to create a Mason-based rulership, that's a no-brainer. You have Saddam Hussein, who was on our payroll for 30 years. you have the Shah of Iran, who was put in power by Rockefeller, no less than Rockefeller himself. Okay, so this there is no Islam. It's just that the religion teaches resistance and teaches sacrifice and teaches people to you know give themselves to God, and so you have a potential resistance. And we saw in Iran that one older man was able to overcome an apparatus that was very powerful. And we know that the Shah was a Russian Jew. He was not a Muslim. So talk about a fraud that they were able to put a Jewish man in charge of 50 million Muslims. Pretty amazing. So it's mostly by conquest, that's how the masonry got in there, not because that Islam agrees with that. In fact, any Muslim of any sauce could never be a mason. You know? Okay, Richard, we've had a great interchange. Is there anything else you want to add before we go on?
No.
Thank you for calling. And you take care. Ron from Pennsylvania, line two. How you doing, Mr. Ron?
How you doing, Dr. K?
I'm doing great.
I am in front of me going to read from yesterday's Tribune Democrat newspaper an editorial page article that the Tribune normally is conservative on things, but they are screaming mad about that despicable act by the Park Service, as they entitled the article.
And oh, good.
I'm going to cite some excerpts from here, and I'm going to put my own commentaries in with that. Now, the article's a little long. If I figure out how to scan this thing and do the computer magic, I'll throw this your way. Now, seven property owners with a combined 500 acres are targeted by the U.S. Park Service, which is attempting to complete acquisitions for a total of 2,200 acres for a permanent crash memorial. The paper continues, "We oppose any action by the government other than negotiating fair prices." Now, as it continues, "The Park Service plans to condemn land parcels," and I'll stop there. First of all, the Park Service is a surface service. It does not have a Justice Department. It didn't go out and buy one when it was formed.
There you go.
They have no authority any more than an infant does. So that's out the window. Only a court that is a judicial body can condemn anything. Well, as it continues, the landowners says, quote, "One guy was shocked and disappointed to learn that his brother was coming after the 164 acres, big brother was, that he got from his grandfather some 80 years ago." And it says, Lambert, the owner, said owners of these smaller parcels were never told there was a firm deadline for negotiations. And it says the Park Service apologized about the way it's come together and all this kind of thing, but they never came with actual date that they needed this done by or anything else. And the Tribune continues, "The Park Service's willingness to use such means is appalling."
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as it continues down toward the end, it says, basically, at this point, we have not been able to acquire all the land we need, Park Service spokesman Phil Sheridan said. The Tribune says, "That's a shame. So you just bully the property owners to get what you want." That's the intent of the
That's
Park
what it
Service,
is. It's just,
apparently.
It's just bully tactics. You know, what are they going to do, shoot them next like they did down at the...
Well,
that, you know?
I'm leading into something along those lines.
Yeah.
"We always preferred to get that land from a willing seller," Sheridan said, "and sometimes you just cannot come to an agreement on certain things." The Tribune says, "What rubbish." Further says, "A judge with a conscience and backbone should intervene in the matter and tell the Park Service to back off." Now, those people can go ahead and file their own papers and throw an injunction to stop that if they know how to go about it.
They have to know that, and they have to know that this is absolute fraud. They have to get together and say, "Not on my, you know, territory."
Well, if they would come after my land, I'm afraid it'd be a national incident to go all over the world, because I'd hold up good with ammo and food.
As it should be, it's a complete hoax, and it's just one more, you know, sort of attempt to put fools on us, and we're
Here's
not
the thing.
Fools.
What you said earlier about probably any kind of evidence at that scene makes sense to me. I'll tell you why. If you're going to go ahead and want to acquire some kind of a land, even if it's a phony memorial, you certainly don't need 500 to 2,200 acres. And if they wanted to build a road into it, those things are negotiated all the time in Pennsylvania through farm property. There's never been a problem with that. It's perfectly legal and simple, and you don't need 500 to 2,200 acres.
You know, I think you're right to investigate that angle because, you know, obviously the people listening, like Jay Rockefeller, who said that the Internet, he rues the day that the Internet was ever invented and that the world would be better off without it.
For his sake, yes, it would be.
For his sake. So, obviously, this is still a crime scene, beautifully said by our officer here listening. And
well, those remnants and tangible pieces of whatever evidence may be there, they may last almost into perpetuity because if there's hard things there, if there's metallics and other things, it is still there and it's not going to evaporate to the four winds. It's not
going to
happen.
Well, that's right. And a simple group of metal detectors is going to find some shrapnel.
Well, sure.
Because we have stated that it most likely they planted the bomb in that grooved region. And, you know, and it blew up a central hole, and that caused the char damage on those trees. You know, some people said it was a missile, but there's just not much backbone to that. I guess it could have been, but we saw that they didn't use missiles to, in the World Trade Center. We know they used bombs. We now, with the release of Freedom of Information Act on the Pentagon, Ron,
right.
You're seeing evidence of bombs in the Pentagon versus missiles.
Well, what I would do, if I was one of the landowners there, regardless of the size, it's not important, I would go to the other people there and say, hey, look, let's get together. The filing fees are under, like 40, 50, 60 bucks, up to 200. And filing fees are not that high. We'll get together, we'll compose a declaration and file an injunction and say that's the end of it. Cease and desist. I mean, it's not that hard to do. You got to sit down. Now, that courthouse up in Evansburg, and every county in Pennsylvania has a county seat. Every county seat has a law library. And it's yours to use because your tax dollars paid for that. You could go up there when they're open and up on the second floor wherever they have their library, there's a room full of forms. All you have to do is just start looking, get it, compose it, put your dates and times and stuff in there, take it down, open your wallet, give it to the clerk, have her stamp it, and you're out the door.
And you know that's very good, and you can also make a portfolio of the phony Shanksville issue,
right? Because you would need that eventually as time went on to go ahead and present the case to the people. But if you had some mad people there and they filed it, I think they'd have to stop it because every person in Pennsylvania, the Constitution says the court shall be open to all.
Mm-hmm.
And to deny you anything would be denial of due process.
And you know, and take them on based on fraud, too, Ron, where not only just the fact that taking the land is a fraud, but on the fact that the basis for taking the land is a fraud.
Yeah, this whole thing could go a couple of different ways. It could go on the people's behalf, too. If enough of force is put on this, I think that they could back off and forget the whole deal, with the exception of perhaps wanting to acquire a small piece, negotiate with the people, get a road into it, market space, put up your little memorial, whatever you want to do, and that's the end of it. You don't need all that acreage.
Well, you don't even need a stupid memorial because there's nothing to memorialize except for the fact that Rockefeller cabal planted a bomb in the pit. It's their pit. And, you know, I guess.
Well, I'd like to see more action on this, and I'm going to try to contact the person that wrote the article. I've talked with them before and just to see what's going on with this.
I'm sure that there were some photographers on scene there, and it would be nice maybe to interview if you find any names, and we could interview the photographer who was on site on September the 11th, and we could ask him what he saw.
Well, I've been down at Tribune before. Some stuff that I had forwarded to you in the past, I did bring down to them. It was never returned, but that's no big deal. I was never contacted on it.
Well, one of their officials said that there has been pressure from, you know, D.C. for them to maintain the fable. And so all you need is one or two honest people, and that's the end of that deal.
Right. Now, I hope these people get somewhere with this action that I certainly hope they take. Because if the Park Service thinks they can get away with this, any nickel-dime service can go ahead and condemn anything they want for any phony reason, and there's no way that can be allowed to happen.
I know it. And again, the basis of the condemnation is a fake, just
well,
a bunch
true.
Of lies about some people who didn't die, and many most of them are either alive or they're related to a, you know, some sort of spy ops. So,
right.
But thanks for the call. Appreciate that, and keep us posted if you find out anything new about this fraud.
I'll be active.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. That was one of our officers in the field telling us that he's taking action, as you are preparing to take action. And there is an additional piece that I was sent that's well worth talking about. Did 11 million Germans die unnecessarily? I think we have proof that they did. We'll be back in a moment. Dr. K.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yeah, hi, this is Dr. K filling in for Rick Adams here on republicbroadcasting.org, 1-800-313-9443. Actually, we're going to take your calls here as we go through this, but I want to make it clear that there really was no good world war. Anybody that lived through those wars knows that they weren't good. No world war leading to such mass slaughter can ever be good. And, you know, the whole idea that we were the good guys is a Hollywood-esque issue. It's not even true. There was no Allies versus Axis. This whole idea that Americans were fighting for freedom is also easily debunked. And when you find out that Americans were fighting for the secret government or through the secret government of the United States, not of any legitimate people's government, then you start to get very suspicious. Do you know that it has been now proven that the primary source of funding that allowed one Adolf Hitler to become a nationalist ruler came from the United States? That money came from New York, as proven in Anthony C. Sutton's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler? Did you know that, and many of you do know, that according to Anthony C. Sutton's other heavily researched book, and these are very good books, very well researched, I have a rare copy here in my hands, The Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, those so-called revolutions were on purpose. They weren't spontaneous. They were done so that one Zionist Jewish cabal could take control of the financial powers of the world. Take out the Tsar, take out the Germans was the goal. And Germany was quickly competing with the world, as industrious as we know the Germans are, and as a strong stock of people that they are. And our German brothers lost their lives at our hands and just at the hands of the plot, as I said, needlessly, just as we lost our lives needlessly. Just as you didn't believe in the hoax of the plane fraud, some of you are listening now, you veterans, thinking, oh, God, I can't even believe in it. It's because you can't believe in it. You can't believe in it. It's too hard for you to believe. But it's not, it does not dispute the facts. Richard K. Mariani, 11 million Germans were murdered after World War II. Now, this is a practical piece. There's a book called Gruesome Harvest. Another one, Allied War Crimes. Allied makes us shiver because we think, oh, that's, you know, propaganda against the Allies. We're the Allies. You're not the Allies. That's a fake. These wars, as Bernstein talks about in his document, Jack Bernstein, are a Zionist act. Vietnam, Kissinger, on behalf of the Rothschild cabal, is more of a player than Nixon. Brzezinski, more of a player than Nixon in the Pol Pot massacre. Not that Nixon can be immunized. World War One, the world Jewry, more of a player than Woodrow Wilson. World War Two, Rockefeller, Rothschild, and the Warburg, the Harriman, the players, more than the German people. This goes along with what we said about the fact that the people in Shanksville are under a big fake, and they better know about it. They need to know about it, just like the rest of us, on how they're trying to fake us out. We'll talk more about fakes and frauds as we go into the next hour. Republic Broadcasting, 1-800-313-9443, and your calls. Back in a moment.
With recent